Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Babies. Amen. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you for these anointed pandemic babies, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. These babies, hallelujah, have made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring out your spirit upon these babies. We bless your holy name, Lord God. And we say, even tonight, Lord God, move by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, because, you know, we don't know all that you want done, but our eyes are on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, our eyes are on you. You're doing something with these babies. There's something that you want us to say. There's something that you want us to do, Lord God, and we want to do all that you would have for us to do. So we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. Our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. Amen. She's going to be with us a little bit later, hallelujah, to share with us however the Lord lays it on her heart, because she is our resident expert. She has five anointed pandemic babies in her life, at least five, that are one of her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And she also teaches anointed pandemic babies at her church. Hallelujah. So that is such a blessing. So tonight, as we begin, what we want to do, we're going to do this a little bit later, but not too far later, is we're going to have everybody connect to Google Meet. And I'm going to send you a link, and we're going to go on that link and we're going to actually see tonight some anointed pandemic babies. Amen. And I want y'all to just join with me in prayer that all of this is going to come together, that we'll still be on Get 'em Radio, and we'll be able to also see videos, a few videos of the anointed pandemic baby. Amen. Just, I'm so excited about that. God is, he's doing something. Now, last month, the Lord gave us a revelation, and I don't know if all of you were here last month when he gave us this revelation, but I just want to go over it one more time, or I'll probably go over it more than one time. But the Lord, the Lord has said about these anointed pandemic babies, Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, where it says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, Before you were born, I set you apart. Hallelujah. And then we looked at John the Baptist. You know, before John the Baptist was born, God knew him and had set him apart. And he had things to do. He was preparing for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he was Jesus' cousin. And, you know, and when the two mothers met, when Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist and Mary was pregnant with the Lord Jesus, when they came together and Mary greeted Elizabeth, then John the Baptist leaped in her womb and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so God knew that, even before John was born, that would happen, and he would be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at these anointed pandemic babies these days. Hallelujah. God knows the one that he's filling them with his Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. And then, you know, of course, you know, the birth of Jesus was just awesome. And it's still awesome, and we're still being blessed by the birth of Jesus. But I want to go back to John the Baptist. What the Lord was saying was that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from the womb, and then his mother was filled with the Holy Spirit when John leaped in her womb, when Mary came to visit. Hallelujah. And then there was a scripture that I had not really noticed it before like this. But now John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was a priest in the temple. And he had the opportunity to go into the Holy of Holies. That was his job to do, and only one priest could go in at a time back in those days. So Zechariah, he went in. This is before John the Baptist was conceived. You know, he went in, and the Spirit of the Lord began to speak, or an angel came and spoke to him, and. You know, it was unbelievable to him. He couldn't believe it. And because he did not believe, his mouth was shut. So he was not able to talk. And some say he could not even hear. But we know for sure that his mouth was shut. He could not speak after that. And it's so much you could say about that. You know, sometimes God has to shut our mouth, so we don't say anything against what he's doing. But what I realized is that even though his mouth was shut until after John the Baptist was born, even in his quote-unquote unbelief, God still used him. So he believed enough. You know that scripture that says, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief? Well, I believe he was about in that state where he believed enough for the Lord to still use him for his glory. Hallelujah. So, you know, he came home, he conceived. He wasn't saying nothing because he couldn't talk. That's a whole other story to talk about. But anyway, they communicated enough for him to be able to have John the Baptist, for Elizabeth to get pregnant. Glory to God. And so, you know, she got pregnant. you know, like I just said, Mary came to visit her, and when she was pregnant, and John the Baptist leaped in her womb. Elizabeth got filled with the Holy Ghost, and then this is the, it's so much awesomeness in this. But what happened after John the Baptist was born? When he was born, everybody came around, and Elizabeth was saying, his name is John. And people were coming around saying, well, his name can't be John because you don't have any relatives named John. You can't name him John. You know, and they wanted to probably name him Zacharias Jr. or something, you know. And then they looked at his daddy and said, well, what do you say? You're going to call him John. So they gave him a pad, everything, or something to write on. And the Lord opened up his mouth. Hallelujah. And he opened up his mouth and said his son's name was John. Immediately when he spoke out what God had said about his child, he got filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So now we got, you know, John the Baptist got filled, his mama got filled with the Holy Ghost, and his daddy got filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So the Lord is saying that he wants the whole family to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And it may, this may be with these anointed pandemic babies. I do believe that this is going to be the case, that the Holy Ghost is going to use these babies in such a way that they're going to have an impact on their parents. If they're going to have an impact on the people around and about them, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so we want to hear from you all tonight. If you have an anointed pandemic baby testimony that you want to share, you can press your number one key. Hallelujah. We'll share that. And then I'm going to send out the link to you in just a few moments where you click on this link and it'll take you into Google Meet. Pastor Catherine is already in Google Meet. Amen. So we're going to meet her over in Google Meet. And I'm praying by the Spirit of the Lord that we'll be able to do this all together. Amen. So I'm going to open the line for Minister Rachel while we're still on Get 'em Radio. If for some reason, if the audio and everything's not working out right, we'll adjust by the Spirit of the Lord. But I just heard tonight we need to go forth with this. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Minister Rachel, I'm opening up your line now. Welcome,
hi.
Minister Rachel.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Okay, Amber.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to
hear what Gabriel said today.
Okay. Gabriel was doing his usual routine, you know, sitting around being cute. And we were like, hey, Gabriel. And he was like, Mom. And Mom was like, I'm not your mom. And then Gabriel said,
I'm your grandmother.
And then Gabriel said, no, you're mommy. And we laughed a lot because
wow.
Gabriel was so cute when he said it.
You should have seen his
face.
Wow. Right now he's in the room with his uncles, so that's why it's a little quieter. So he's quiet.
Wow.
In the room with his uncles. Yeah. And he, stop saying
well,
that. They like
he's
10
years
needed.
Old now.
Yes.
Amen. So he's starting to talk. He's like, okay, y'all saying something, but she's mommy. She's the one that everybody calls mom.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the house is calling you mom.
Yes.
Why can't I?
Who else is calling you grandma?
Nobody.
You know, so he really has picked up on something. You know, I remember my mother and father, they would call each other mommy and daddy to help us to know who was the mama, who's the daddy. And they didn't call each other by their first names or anything. They called each other mommy, you know, mommy and daddy, so that the children could get it. So I understand where Gabrielle is coming from.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it is I've been telling him, I'm your grandmother. I kept consistently telling him, I said, I'm your grandmommy, even since he was born. And he just keep calling mommy, mommy.
But everybody in the house calls you mommy. That's my
yes.
point. He has not heard anybody else call you grandma.
Well, that's true.
So his logic is, I don't know what you're talking about, but you the mommy.
And
that's
that
very that's very logical. He's very logical.
Yeah, it's a little cute cell. Oh my dear, we can't keep him nowhere.
Oh,
he climbs
Pastor Catherine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
You made
okay.
I don't know. We can hear Pastor Catherine. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. You're just on Google Meet, right? Okay, let me go back to Get 'Em Radio and see if I can open. Oh, here you go. Okay, Pastor Catherine.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of speak to what Minister Rachel was saying. You know, I don't know whether you remember this, Apostle, or not, but my daughter and my sister's son, they both call our mother, Mama. They call her Mom.
Right.
They don't call
right.
her Grandmother like the rest of the children mm. do because we were
mm-hmm.
all in the same house. And everybody called Mom, Mom. So that's what they were used to. So we just let them call her Mom. But they know that that's their
right.
grandmother.
That's very good. That's really right. That's how it is. And they're grown now. But when they were in the house, we were all in the house together. All they heard was our mother being called Mom, and that's what they did too. So maybe when he gets older, he might call you Grandma, but he might still call you Mom, and he'll
it's
call
okay.
his own mother Mom.
Yeah. Oh, and I also wanted to say Gabriel sees the holy angels of God because he was trying to get my attention yesterday.
He was pointing.
And we see glitter in certain spots, some a lot and some, you know, on the floor. And we know we wasn't playing with glitter for a while.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Super. Presence of the Lord.
I'm like, could not be the glory. He be trying to get me to look and smiling. And we can't keep him. He used to be in his other chair. He could get out of that. He knows how to get out of the strap. He can get out of his stroller. He can get off the water tower. Literally, I had water bottles, like the packages stacked and set them on top of it. He knows how to slide down.
Wow.
Oh, my dear. We cannot. I mean, we really got to watch him to the point I put the blue hole, my hand on him. Now just to keep him close.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, my dear.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And he was in my closet on top of the stove because I had stacked I had the tissue. I had the diapers in my closet. And when I took that picture on his birthday, you know, I sat him there. He could slide down for that, too. Yeah. He's my little blessing.
Wow.
God be blessing
amen.
Him just to, yeah. He be blessing him to just know certain things, how to safely get down and he also, I got to keep up with him.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm
like,
oh,
give me more energy. I love him.
Yes.
Oh, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. That is so funny. Hallelujah. He's like making sure y'all are corrected.
Yes, and what makes me laugh is that remember I told you how you don't like us telling his business?
Yes.
He don't like us telling his business. He get louder and louder.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Now, I'm going to send you this link. We're going to jump over to, we're going to try to stay on Get 'Em Radio and also jump over to Google Meet. So,
okay, what I'm
going to
do is I'm going to turn on my mobile data. I just hope that my phone don't, like the call don't drop when I put on the mobile data in order to receive the Google Meet. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Okay. If you are dropped, then just stay on the Google Meet.
Okay.
Okay, so we can do that.
All right,
so I'm starting to send the link. Out.
Okay. Let me just put my mobile data on.
Okay.
Okay, if it comes.
Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle. I was looking. Are you sending me the link, too? I've been looking for that link all this evening.
I just now sent it to you.
All right. I'm going to go over there to see if I can get on, too. Let me see if I got I got it. I got it. And I'm going to try to get on, too, okay? All right, I'm going back on.
Okay, I'm sending it to, I'm just sending it to the people who are online. Those who just joined us, we are going to venture into Google Meet tonight. So, hallelujah. This is our first time doing this, so we're going to all be patient with one another. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've been waiting until I got it, like, kind of, like, perfected. And then I heard let's just do it. And then we'll work on it. Amen. Okay. Okay. So
Apostle,
everybody,
can you hear me?
Yes,
can you
hear
me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I have to wait. Yes, I have to wait for you to let me in.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm letting you in. I'm letting Minister Rachel in.
Thank you. I'll go back on mute.
Okay. Hi. Hi, we're seeing each other. Amen. I got to mess with the sound in just a minute, but just hold on because I want to send this to everybody that's on the line. Decided to do it in that way rather than sending it out to everybody. Yes, Reverend Treva, I just sent it to you. I think this is you, Debbie, I'm sending it to you, Sister Debbie, hopefully I sent it right, and then Pastor Pam, welcome, so good to see you, this is a momentous occasion, when Get 'Em Radio goes video, hallelujah. So we're going to send this to you as well, send the link to you, okay? All right, so everybody who's on the line, you do have a link. Yay! Hallelujah. Now, let me try the sound and see how we go. Okay. Pastor Catherine? Okay. I can hear you. We seem to be doing okay, Minister Rachel. I'm not hearing anything from you. Oh, that's probably because you're not on Get 'Em Radio, too. Okay. Say something, Minister Rachel. Okay. Not hearing you. But I'm going to go back to Pastor Price.
I can't see anything. I can't find the place where I can see anything. So I'm going to try I'm going on my computer instead of my phone.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's
it. I was on my phone, but I can't see anything. But now I'm going on my phone now. And here we go. I'm joining on my phone.
Okay, I see you now. I see you.
So I got to see how I'm going to get rid of the other place. Let me see. Because I got to hang up on the other place.
Welcome, Pastor Pam. Welcome, Reverend Treva. I know we're still on Get 'Em Radio. I'm not hearing a bunch of, feedback. I'm not hearing a bunch of feedback. Pastor Catherine? Okay, did you hang up from Get 'Em Radio? Because I'm not hearing you. Pastor Catherine? I'm not hearing you in my ear, but I'm going to turn this up. Okay.
Okay, I still have the phone on, but you heard me the other time, and I didn't hear the phone on.
Oh, okay. Now we're feeding back now. So talk through Get 'Em Radio. Through the phone. Okay. Reverend Treva? You got your mute on. Pastor Price, you're in two different places at one time. Okay, the other you just went away. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. It's telling me I got an hour to talk. I don't know if my hour is almost up, but let's go to the video, and then in case we get bumped off of here, let me go to the videos, and then Pastor Catherine will have you to make some comments. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Since we're on here, we'll probably just go back to Get 'Em Radio. Okay, here's some pandemic babies that I wanted to share. People send me all kinds, and I was looking at this on YouTube. Look at that baby with those eyes wide open. This is a newborn baby. Are you guys seeing? Pastor Catherine, hopefully you guys are seeing.
Yes, I can
see. I put it
on
full screen. Okay.
Wow.
You see the baby? Now, this baby, they put the baby on a bed, and the baby's going to roll over by itself. And these are very young babies that are doing things beyond their years. This little baby in the tub, he looks like he's about to say, quit it. Amen. This is a cute little one. Look at that smile. And they all look like they got something to say. And they just need a minute, and they're going to be saying something in just a minute. Okay, I think I just got off of the full screen, didn't I? Okay, but I think we can all see.
No, I can still see it.
Okay. Reverend Treva, you opened up. You said you want to say something? Reverend Treva? Okay. I see your hand up. You might have just been praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. When I look at these babies, you know, that's what I think about. It looks like they came into the world waiting and getting ready to say, like this one, getting ready to say something. Like if I could just talk, and he thinks he can't, that they can't see him under the blanket. Yeah, aww. Yeah, and that was about to drool on her. How many of us have had that happen? And you ever seen a baby work with an iPad or a little computer? They are so serious. She's going to do it after a while. It might take her a little time. Now, this thing right here, the baby don't know how to respond. The baby's looking at this thing and saying, that ain't right. Something ain't right. Something ain't right with that toy. Amen. Okay, so that's one of the ones I wanted to show you. Amen. That is not what I wanted to show you. But this one right here, now this is something that the parents can check out for their child. It's called Praise Baby Collection. And it's there's a song called Open the Eyes of My Heart. And it's showing the children playing. Like this little girl is playing with blocks.
This spin is called the rotation.
And
rotation is one day. One day on Earth is 24
hours. Okay. So this is playing this worship song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. And it's showing babies and balls bouncing. And so that would be a good video for children to be able to listen to. And, you know, just have it going on in the background. And they have something to watch that has worship in it. So it's called the Praise Baby Collection. And there's more in this collection than this, but it starts with Open the Eyes of My Heart. Hallelujah. And there's so many things that they put on the screen that can get the child's attention. And, of course, this is YouTube, so if you have your YouTube connected to your TV, then they'll see this on the big screen. Amen. I wonder if I was sharing that because I don't see it. I hope I was.
You couldn't see it.
Was I sharing that? You
no.
couldn't see it? Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I didn't do the share thing right. Okay. Okay. Here it goes. Can you guys see it now? It's black screen now, but where are you? Well, I don't know what that's all about. Okay, learning and growing. Okay. Hi, Gabrielle. Amen. Okay. We'll do more later. So I'm learning how to use this and put everything together, but we'll do more later. So let's go back to Get 'Em Radio. Pastor Price, did you want to say anything, Reverend Treva, while we're here? Wait a minute. If you're saying something. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. I have a lot of a great grand, and I just was recently put down to Atlanta, and so I haven't seen my great grand maybe in about a couple of years, which was just a little baby. So she's right at 2 years old, and the Lord always tells me, you know, I mean, don't just grab a baby, even though that's your great grand. Don't just grab her, but you're gonna have to let her be able to make the necessary moves and steps. This is a pandemic baby, so she went right away to Joy. Let Joy have her and be on her, you know, to hold her. And I just waited my time because I know when you have well loved babies, they don't go to everybody, need anybody. And so, but I did tell her, I said, now my name is Gigi. I said, I'm your great grandmama. I did not want them to call me grandma because Shantae was their grandmama, and I, you know, wanted them to be able to say, you know, who their grandmama was. But her sister, September, who's born on the same day I am, May 25th, she still was insisting on calling, and her sister's five, September's five, and she was just insisting that she call me grandma. And I was trying to explain to her, I said, September, the five-year-old, I said, your grandma is Shantae. I said, I'm your great-grandma, baby, your Gigi. So the first day began to come by, and the little baby went, the little two-year-old, I call that a pandemic baby, wouldn't come to me. But then she came to the room that morning and came in the room. And so the Lord always had me to do little things with their little toes and with their little fingers. And I said, this little ocean went to the mall. This little ocean stayed home. This little ocean had broke. I had a McDonald's for this. And this little ocean said, we all the way home. So then she went on out. She loved that little thing. I came in the living room, and I came in. She said, hi, Gigi.
Oh, she got it.
She got it. She said, they said, we had her. I said, look at that. And she was my friend from then on. I just get a little finger and just go there, you know, and we just had a wonderful time, you know, while we were there. In fact, when I told her, we told them that my mom saw my granddaughter, said, well, Grandma and Gigi can ready to go. They can ready to leave. She said, no.
Oh,
no, just so diligent, but she just took her time, and she took her time and you know, observed me. And even though the other daughter kept on calling me Grandma, she called me Gigi. So I felt that was special, you know. And we just watched her during that time. We watched. things with them, and we watched them when they would, you know, do different things. One last thing, the number one game I played with little children around that age is 52-card pickup, where you just take the cards and just throw them up in the air and they land on the floor, and then you have the children, and you have the children to come pick them up. So they tried to play other games. They tried, the older one, the five-year-old, she was trying to learn how to play, what was this other, another game with Joy and Amber. But the ocean, she would come get the cards to throw them on the floor because she wants to still play what?
52-card pick.
Time with them, you know, and spending time with that newest one. I haven't spent time with Tanisha's little one. I haven't had a chance yet to get to know her. But with Ocean, I was thankful to God that I got a chance to know them. So that was all I wanted to share on that. Congratulations on your Google Meet. Now I have it. It's now registered on my phone because the only one that's registered on my phone is Pastor Herbert's Friday night program.
Okay.
So no matter when I tried to get back on it, but now that I have the link and the actual letters that go along with it, that QGDWXNBREC, it's now in my browser now.
Okay.
Between you and Pastor Herbert. Yes, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to try to use that over and over again. Because you can click it for a new broadcast or a new Google Meet, and another one will pop up. So I'm going to hold on to that one and see if I can just keep coming back to it. I'm still learning, you know, how this thing works.
That was, once I got off with Get on the phone, it would not let me play both of them at the same time.
Okay, on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So I have to do it. I'm doing this. So I had to get off the phone, and then the Google Meet popped up, that other link y'all saw on there. It was already on there.
Okay.
But I went over to my desktop in order to get it on there. So I found out if I'm going to do both of them, I have to do one on my, for me, because I
okay, good. We're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is anybody hearing feedback?
I'm hearing feedback on my phone, but not on Google Meet.
Okay. Go ahead and hang up your phone. We'll have you call back in if we need to. Go ahead and hang up your phone. And then just talk on Google Meet. We'll see how that works. And right now, I have my iPhone out, getting the audio into Get 'Em Radio. Now, what, Pastor Catherine, when you were on the phone, could you hear Pastor Price?
Yeah, I can hear on the phone.
Okay, all right. So that means that, because she was speaking through the computer here, and it went into Get 'Em Radio. There's probably another way to do this, but hey, it's working, so so that's fine. Amen.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I do hear you. Hallelujah. So did you want to share something?
Well, I wanted to say that I just believe God is preparing these children ahead of time for the work that he has prepared for them.
Amen.
And as Pastor Helen was talking about her great-grandbaby, how she picked that up so fast. And I just believe that children are going to be, the things of God are going to be picked up so fast.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm believing that they're going to be the generation that's going to change, that's going to change the world.
Amen.
In other words, what I'm saying is they're going to be the ones that are going to say no to a lot of things. They're going to be the ones that say no to, what I was thinking about, all of these things you should put in your body.
Yes.
In reference to buying and selling.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe they're going to be that generation to say no.
Amen. Amen. You know, when you said that, you know what I just thought about? Your great-grandbaby, Jacoby.
Yeah.
How he said no. He's like, I'm not wearing yellow.
Yeah.
I don't care if everybody else is wearing yellow. I'm not wearing it. And they really had to work with him. They had to put blue over most of his outfit, only just a little bit of yellow was sticking out before he could be okay with it.
Amen. Yeah. And I believe that we need to just also pray that the parents also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So they will know how to raise these children. I think you alluded to that already.
Amen.
Yeah. And then one more thing I just want to say is that is this being recorded?
It's being recorded on Get 'Em Radio.
I know probably what you're doing right now, it may not make sense to a lot of people because the things that these children are going to be doing. But I believe that you have brought on a prophetic word for these children. And just as Anna was waiting, for the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
I believe that we can be praying and fasting for these children.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I know it may not make any sense right now. But I believe that if we could just, you know, because of this particular blog talk that you have brought on the pandemic at this particular time, I believe that, and I don't know what you even looked at. Have anybody else spoke about the pandemic, baby? Have you seen any other shows on there, a blog talk about those things?
No, I don't think on blog talk.
Oh, okay. All right. But I was just saying that I'm willing to pray for them.
Amen.
And I just want to urge everybody else to continue to pray for the pandemic babies because I know there's going to be something different about these babies. Revival first.
Hallelujah. 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 And a child shall lead them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Minister Carey, you called into Blog Talk Radio, and we are doing a simulcast. So we're on Blog Talk Radio, and we are on Google Meet. And I sent you the link for Google Meet. You can really stay right there because what I was showing video-wise, I finished with that at this point. I'll have something else next month. But, yeah, so, you know, you can try it just to try it out to see if you can get over here and see where we are. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Amber is having a good time. Is that you, Amber? Amber Rose? She's having the best time playing around with the screen, the background screen, and seeing herself. Amen. Minister Rachel, take your mute off and say something so we can make sure we can hear you. You know how to take your mute off, don't you? Look down at the bottom, and it's a microphone, and it probably has a line through it. If you click that microphone, then your sound will come on. Okay, say something. Okay, not hearing you. All right. Well, we know it works because Pastor Catherine said something. Pastor Price said something. Reverend Treva, there you go.
Okay.
Hey, who made the heart go like that?
I don't even know how to do that. I
would like
to do that.
Was that you, Amber? Reverend Treva is on the other line. Yeah, no? Reverend Treva's not? Yeah, she is. Okay. Pastor Price, you went back on. So, anyway. this is pretty cool. We'll get to see each other. And, you know, we'll also get to see the videos of the Anointed Pandemic Baby. Amen. Okay, I have one more that I'm going to show. Amen. And then we'll, if anybody else doesn't have anything else, we'll start closing out. Amen. Amber, you want to say something for real?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
What I wanted to say was, remember how you were talking about pandemic babies, right?
Yes.
I had, like, you already know, nephew Gabriel, he used to have COVID, but then God cured him.
Hallelujah.
So he doesn't have it anymore.
Hallelujah.
And the test of it was negative.
Thank you, Lord.
He's playing everywhere.
Amen. So, you know, as we said, they made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. They made it through COVID. Hallelujah.
So God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Now, who's making the hearts burst like that? Was that you, Amber?
Yes, it's Amber.
So how do you do that? We don't know how to do that. How do you do it? You clicking on the heart? I can't hear you. You got to open up your... You have to take your mute off. Your mute is back on. See, we need a 10-year-old to show us how to do
something. I know, Jen. I'm
clicking. Oh, excuse me. You had a birthday.
Yeah, seeing three dots near the hand sign that goes like this.
Okay. There's three dots.
Yeah. And then you press on it, and then you're able to, and there's these little options pop up, and then emojis at the top, and then you can tap them like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the three dots.
What type of apps do you have?
I'm on the, you know what, I'm on the computer. I'm not on the phone. You on the phone?
Is there three dots, though?
No, I don't see three dots. I'm looking. Three dots in my, yeah. Oh, there's three dots.
Tap on it.
Okay. All right.
Is there options? If there's an option.
Okay. You go into three dots, show the tile. Oh, I'm just showing my tile there. Play with this.
Gabriel would have been crying to play with this.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to keep going.
Okay, that's enough friendships.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do this. Next time we get on here, I'm going to play around until I can do it. Thank you, Pastor Price. You're showing scripture and everything on here. I'm loving this. Carrie and Amber, you look so much like your mother. Yeah, you do. Amen.
I'm deciding to be an animator when I grow up.
Okay.
Okay. connected as we go through together. These little children help us as they grow. Right. And please, Lord Jesus, heal all the children who are sick and make them to be healed.
Yes,
please, Lord Jesus, help us all. Help everyone who doesn't know you to begin to know you, God. In my name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Oh, Pastor Catherine, you raised your hand. Do I have to open a queue? Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was just trying to work with it.
Okay.
That's the wrong thing.
You trying to make that heart thing do that?
Yeah, I was looking for some other things, too.
Okay. Well, we're going to learn how to use this because we're going to be here. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
praise God. Great prayer, Amber.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You want to pray? And then we'll play another video before we go.
We'll probably just come in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, once
thank
again.
Thank you, Lord.
For the children, Lord God, that we were able to come and even discuss, and even for a time, Lord God, even just to be able to pray over them. We're
yes,
praying
Lord.
For their parents, Lord God,
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
Lord, give them your wisdom, give them your guidance, and give them your direction for these special children.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, that's coming along. And then those of us, Lord God, even in our families, Lord, in our community, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us a heart. If you're not praying for them,
yes.
give us a heart to pray for them. In
yes.
the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you for Apostle, Lord God, that you've given her, Lord God, this prophetic word over the pandemic children that we have to pray, Lord God. And Lord God, be able, Lord God, we ask for more revelation.
Hallelujah.
The things that you will have us to do and to have us, Lord God, to be able to do at this particular time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. So I'm going to play this. Let me see. And after this, if anybody has anything, you know, be ready to say something. Or if you want to pray over the children. And then we're going to get ready to close after that. Okay, these are some babies.
Okay. Old telling me she's hungry.
Turn around.
Are you guys seeing her, Pastor Catherine?
This girl got a whole phone
yes.
deal.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
You hear that? She said, I'm hungry. This baby is holding a bottle after 25 days. Another one crawling in 5.5 months. Another one saying Papa at 6.5 months.
I wouldn't have had three. They built this one.
Saying Mama at 8.5 months. Feeding herself at 8 months. She's seriously feeding herself.
Let me tell something.
This little baby is 2 weeks old and is moving around, almost crawling at 2 weeks old. There's another baby that's 4 days old and putting a pacifier in their own mouth at 4 days old. Hallelujah.
There's
another little baby that was looks like a newborn
that's
lifting their own head up and looking around.
If I had a child, my last baby, let me tell something to you. If you don't have a pandemic baby,
that these are newborn babies breaking out of their swaddling clothes. 4 months old, this baby is standing with no help. A 9 month old baby is walking by themselves.
Born with two teeth. Walked at 7 months old. Second daughter, the 2nd of October 2021. Held her own head up same day she was born.
Wow. And this newborn baby is, looks like they're trying to get off the table.
Let me tell something. If you don't have a pandemic baby, then you can't.
These little this a little baby.
Are we left?
Turning over. Oh. One baby passed gas. Everybody started laughing, and then she got mad. I'm describing it for the people on Get 'Em Radio.
You don't have a pandemic baby, and you cannot sit with me. You understand what I mean?
This little baby is so small and standing up, 4 months old.
You understand what I mean?
Standing up really good.
Pandemic babies are built different, completely different.
Amen. These pandemic babies are built different. Hallelujah. Completely different. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we got to see some babies tonight. Hallelujah. Pastor Price. Yes, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. I just wanted to say what Pastor Catherine said today was such a great confirmation. You know, oftentimes I've told you, Apostle, that we're like little old PCs that we're connected to the mainframe.
Yes.
And I was spending time with the Lord, just letting him talk to me today. And he said, I said, look at this. He said, what we are doing right now, this kind of thing that we're doing right now, you call in 15 minutes. He said, what we're doing right now, and he said, right now, he said, Helen, don't look for a lot of, you know, maybe somebody putting a lot of likes on your things. He said, because the things that I'm having you to do now will be things that will take place and that will affect lives later on.
Yes.
He said, so don't look. He said, just be obedient. He said, put the podcast that I get out. If somebody likes it, it's fine. If they don't, put them out. He said, because this is for a later time. Those of us that are in our 60s or in our 70s and even younger, we got to work while it's yet day.
Amen.
And some of us, God is having to have the integrity of his word to get out whatever he tells us to do, even if it doesn't look like anybody is, you know, patting us on the back, or may not be a whole lot of people come, or there may not be any light. He said, but that's not what I called you to do. He said, just be obedient. And
Amen.
Some of us, he has us here. You know, like you said, with the cleft of the rock, he got us in for a little while so we can finish doing what he calls us to do. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'll say this, the more notoriety, and I'll say this, my daughter, ex-daughter-in-law, who is my spiritual daughter, her homecoming was today, and a celebration. And what was so amazing to me, my son had to call me today because it was so amazing at the people that would jump on because of, on certain things because a person is well known. And there was some strange folks on the other day. One lady, and I'll give this and give it back to you. One lady said today, she said that Shantae came to her, but Shantae did not know that she was dead. So she had to tell Shantae she was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we said, oh, Jesus. And people were advertising for their book. This is at the home going, their book, advertising it. And the lady kept coming back on over and over. And we just, so then I understood why they had to have private things done.
Yeah.
You know, they had to be private. But that's why I just wanted to go back where the pandemic babies are. There may not be a whole lot of people. What you're doing now is very important because God told you to do it.
Amen.
And when God tells us to do something, we may not see the natural results of it. I'm talking about, but we be obedient, and we'll see later on. Even and little thing, he said when Martin Luther was making and writing out the Bible and translating it so everybody could read
years ago that Bible, it benefited not only his people over there where he was at in Germany and those places, but we benefited from what Martin Luther did 500 years ago.
Amen.
So that's it. Go back on mute.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. All right. So, wait a minute. I was trying to get to you, Amber Rose. Can you take your mute off and see if you can say something? Okay. And we got about 15 more minutes. Not 15, probably about 5-10 minutes left. So, what you want to say, honey?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
your parents.
Anyways, I want to say that even if we're apart, God will keep us still holding together, no matter what we do. There's a game I was playing called.
Okay.
And you can talk to other people from different states and stuff. Different
countries.
Yeah, you can make your a character, and then you can just speak.
It's like a social game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you move, your character moves with you.
Yeah, you create an avatar, and you can talk to other people. Oh, you can minister also. Well, you can minister also, because God had us ministering to a young lady. It was me and my children on reality, and she's like, "Wow, it's a family, a whole family." I was like, "Yeah, Jesus loves you," and the Lord just had us loving on her because she opened it.
Amen.
I have some friends named Crystal, James, and Alistair.
We just
go stream and we just talk about games we've played before. And then we all realize, we ask each other, what states are we, you know? Like, you're in different states apart. Like,
so Gabrielle wanted me to show y'all her new creation of
earrings.
Yeah, she makes some pretty earrings. Let's
do it. Okay.
Yeah, they really
put
you there. Rainbow, this is
for
Jesus earring.
Hey. Amen.
Rainbow,
this is
for Jesus earring.
Okay.
Jesus
has
joy, yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Minister Amber, I mean, not Minister Amber, Minister Rachel.
Yes.
I want you to take a moment and lead people of Christ before our call on here. Going to be over in about 8 minutes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. If you want to receive beautiful Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because according to Romans 10:9-10, the Lord, his verse says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And you can repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me. Come into my life, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You said that prayer. Today is your spiritual birthday, and the angels in heaven are signing your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Amen. Love you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that, hallelujah, if you prayed that prayer today, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. When you leave this body, you're going straight to be with the Lord. And so what we want to do, well, we want to pray over you right now. Father God, we ask you to touch them in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to be a part or to come and learn and grow with us on Get 'Em Radio. We are learning and we are growing together. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the way that you can connect with us, calling on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And most of the time we're on Get 'Em Radio, but we are on Google Meet sometimes. So we will send you the link when we're on Google Meet, but you can call that number. And so we have our Sunday service. You can connect with us on all of these broadcasts. Our Sunday service is every Sunday, and we're the East St. Louis Christian Center Church as well. And our Sunday service is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday we have a special guest church, and that is our Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Hallelujah. With Pastor Price, Minister Joy, and Minister Amber on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with our Dr. Lorraine, our Pastor Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that is our praying in tongues time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues, about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues, and God reveals wonderful things, wonderful secrets to us as we're on with Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Then on Wednesdays, every second Wednesday and every fourth Wednesday, we have different broadcasts. The second Wednesday is healing with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, our co-host. So every Tuesday, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The next time we have prophetic healing, it will be Wednesday, November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And people get healed. Amen. Over the phone, they get healed. Glory to God. Then on Wednesday, this is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we have the Anointed Pandemic Baby. And God is just, well, you've been with us today, so you know a little bit about what God is doing. So the next broadcast that we will have of Anointed Pandemic Babies will be Wednesday, the 22nd of November. So meet us here. Then on Thursdays, it is boot camp month. We're a boot camp season. So we're on our last healing boot camp. And that's going to be on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With Elder Phil. I got to go back. With on Wednesday nights with the Anointed Pandemic Babies, our co-host is Pastor Catherine Colvin. Amen. And she's done such a good job tonight. Hallelujah. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, we're having our last healing boot camp is tomorrow night. So meet us here on tomorrow night, and that will be 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close where we are right now. We have about 2 more minutes left. I think everybody has said what they wanted to say. Thank you all for doing this first simulcast of Get 'Em Radio. Amen. And we will have more. Praise God. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God, for all that you've done, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you so much for meeting us here. Hallelujah. And then doing exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have closed out. God bless you all on Get 'Em Radio. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How exciting is this? Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.